Just going through the game, obviously, you know, they made a lot of plays early on, jumped on us pretty good. They were about to go up 17-0, and we blocked the extra point, ran it back for two, and then worked our way back into a tie game. And then we got the ball at half, went down the field, stalled out, you know, kicked the field goal. But at the same time, you know, we didn't do enough. And like I told the players, you know, it's really, you know, all three phases. Starts with me, then the assistant coaches and the players. Got to do a better job of our composure, obviously, with the penalties. And we got to give credit to San Francisco. You know, they made plays. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And we didn't make plays. At the end of the day, we had three turnovers, you know, resulted in 21 points, which is difficult. Two out of three. One was a really good interception, I thought, one-handed. We got to get the ball over them. The other two, we had some miscommunication, which starts with me, to the coaches, to the players. We've got to clean that up, obviously. And we got to get ready. We're 2-1 in this quarter, the fourth quarter of the season. And, you know, we got to get ourselves back. And it's the one thing this team has done. They've always come back strong, you know. So I expect the same thing. And I told them it'll be heightened awareness and we'll get ready for we'll look at this game, correct the mistakes, and we'll go on to Nashville and play a good Tennessee team that beat us early in the year. I don't think – I think, you know, it's this is what I told the team afterwards. You know, Sam Ryan, I said, hey, listen, you know, we've earned that. You know, obviously, you know, we won 10 football games, and we've earned it, but we really can't celebrate it because and that's really the part of it. So, you know, we know that there's something for us this postseason. We know there's a sense of accomplishment. But that's something that we'll look back on. Right now our focus is, you know, correcting that, doing a better job, you know what I'm saying, and getting ourselves ready to play, you know, the final game of the season.
Coach, I know the 49ers are not a team you're going to have to look forward to, you know, in the long run. But, like, how much do you think they can improve upon the fact of having Garoppolo now and having Juan Portrait under
starter? You see, I've just watched the games with Jimmy Garoppolo playing, you know, so I thought they were doing a great job, and I thought their defense was starting to gel and really doing a nice job communication-wise, and you know, special teams was playing well. So I just saw a team, you know, that happens in the first year that is really a strong football team that has, you know, obviously they got after our ass today. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for them. I thought, you know, they did a good job, and That's pretty much it.
There seemed to be some stuff going on the sidelines between Zeke and Colvin and then Keenan and Cole. I mean, was there some discipline issues on either side there?
No, I've always been okay with the sideline stuff. It's a very emotional game. The sideline situations, those things have happened throughout my career all the time. It's believe me, it stays right where it is. I mean, that's the one thing. But where I do have an issue, Mike, is our composure on the field or a coach on the sideline when the players are on the field, you know what I'm saying? Which that didn't happen, but our composure on the field, that's where, you know, the sideline stuff, you're not going to get penalized for, you know, emotion is going to go on and that happens. And that's part of the game. Controlling our emotions when we're on the field, that affects the team. And that's what we got to do a better job of.
Malik have a big issue with that as a general rule?
What's that?
Does Malik have an issue with that?
I mean, I would look at the – I mean, there's too much. It's not just on one person, you know what I'm saying? There's just too much of that. You know, we've had this before, you know, and it's addressed and something that, you know, obviously we need to do a much better job of. And it starts with me. I mean, you know, I've got to do a better job with the players and, you know, making them understand that, you know, when you put your – when you do those types of things, you know, you hurt the team. They understand it, but in the moment – that's what separates, you know, the good teams, you know, from the teams that, you know, make mistakes that can, you know, cause you to lose games. On the good teams, all that emotion is controlled or directed, you know what I'm saying, you know, the right way, you know, to help yourself. And that's something that, you know, I've got to do a better job of teaching and explaining and get our players to understand that.
Fired that well the last month, you know, in terms of the big runs.
Oh, yeah, I mean, maybe that. I mean, we just got to continue to keep, you know, working and doing a better job. I think that, you know, early on there was, you know, again, you know, I've got to do a better job, communicating to the players, the coaches. We got to put our guys in a little bit better situation. You know, there was some free hitters, you know, sometimes over there. You know, they did a good job with the box and got after us a little bit, but. And then the game was away, but then when it's tied, we had the ability to run it again, and then it got away from us again. So we really didn't have a lot of time where, you know, we felt that, at least I felt, you know, that, you know, we could have, you know, committed to it when we were falling behind. But I think we, you know, like anything else, we all wanted to do a better job of that, running the football. Well, there's a couple of things. That was a miscommunication, and then the both of them, you know what I'm saying? The one on the go route on the side and then the one coming across. The only one that wasn't was the one where we've got to get it over that guy, and he made a good play, you know, the one-handed play. Good play by him. Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, as bad as it is, I just want to make sure everyone, you know, I want to wish everybody a happy holiday. All right?